Welcome to the website of Community Bible Church. We hope it's helpful to you. We've included on our website sermons, both recent and in years past, that we think you will find a real help and encouragement as you listen to the teaching of God's Word. I'm going to sing some songs for you tonight that are the songs that I have sung at Christmas services for years and years. And this one, maybe, oh, here it is, is for Mrs. McCamus.
To the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope, the light, guiding the pilgrims through the night. Over the mountains till the break of dawn. Into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us.
Here's an old Larry Gatlin song.
Steps beginning in a manger in Bethlehem, winding their way into a hopeless sinner's soul. Steps imprinted in the sand shores of Galilee tell a story of love that never will grow. Steps of an ordinary man, they held all the power of heaven and earth at his command, and he could have chosen the bitter cup to pass. We'd all be lost at last. Steps beginning in the lowly hills of Judah, all the way up to the hill of guilt and shame. Steps that beckon to the world to come and follow after. And because of those steps, the world will never be the same. For these were the steps. Command, and he could have chosen the bitter cup to pass, and if he had, I fear, my brother, that we'd all be lost at last. Stay that beckon to the world to come and follow after. And because of those steps, the world will never be the same. Because of the steps of Jesus.
Thanks.
Good evening. Our first song of the night, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars. Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep and angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth. The praises sing to God and King, and peace to men on earth. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his calling, but in the world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, and dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Our first reading tonight is from Rick Voltmer.
This is Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
Carol is going to come and play for us now. Carol is my favorite harmonica player, and she has worked here as our custodian since 1950. What? No, I'm kidding. We're so proud to have her. She's my favorite harmonica player. We also want to say one other thing. Max Sherbing, one of our soldiers, is here tonight from Afghanistan. Will you wave back there? Where's he at? Is he back here? He's somewhere. Well, he's here somewhere. We're glad to have Max home from Afghanistan. So anyway.
Our next song, Come All You Faithful. Song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Glory by, born that man no more may die.
Hubbard has our second reading tonight.
I would say, yeah, that cute little three-year-old, that was me 20 years ago. But she picked up the feather duster, if you didn't notice. Matthew 1:18-24. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
Tommy and I are going to sing a song. It's called Joseph's Song, written by Michael Card many years ago. How could it be this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? Flesh, not of my bone, still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me how I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of cries, the sun seems to disappear, and when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Tommy and Dave Bennett are now going to play.
Now we're to this foot stomping. Hey, you need to foot stomp for Doris Steinhardt over here, who's playing for us tonight. Thank you.
one king bringing his gold and his riches, one king ruling an army of might, one king kneeling with incense and candlelight, one king bringing us life.
Boom.
sinners hear, the silent herd is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, some pleasant king to hold him. A king of kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ the King, the Son of Mary.
While Ed is coming to read, you guys got to hold your candles up just a little bit more. There we go. Now it looks like a candlelight service.
You know, I was looking at this schedule, and I was so happy to see I didn't have to follow Tom and Dave. You guys did a great job. That was awesome. I'll be reading from Luke 1 through 20. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he and his wife had no children and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in the commandments and requirements of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now it happened that while he was performing his priestly service before God in the anointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense offering. And an angel appeared to the Lord, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zacharias was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God. It is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zacharias said to the angel, "How will I know this for certain? For I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." Thank you.
Now my wonderful wife, Sally, will come and sing with me. We're going to sing one of Doris's originals, See Jesus.
Ed read to us about the birth of John the Baptist, you know, there are two miraculous births. Of course, the virgin birth of Jesus, but also that birth, miraculously, of John, the forerunner to Jesus, to prepare Israel for him. And let me read to you now from Luke chapter 2. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom God's favor rests." Praise the Lord for his word. I'm going to sing this this simple little kid song, and I want you guys to sing the chorus with me. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fingers on his hand. Son of God, Mary's little man. He was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. Think you can do that? You look like fast learners to me. Let's sing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fingers on his hand. Son of God, Mary's little man. He was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. There was no room in the inn when they came to Bethlehem. So in a manger, baby came. Little Jesus was his name. Sing it. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fingers on his hand. Son of God, Mary's little man. He was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. Jesus came to save the world, men and women, boys and girls. So bow before him, sing his praise, and for his blessings count the ways. Now this is your last chance. Sing like Baptists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little fingers on his hand. Son of God, Mary's little man. He was born in a manger, gentle as a lamb. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. My heart's in the 5 little fingers of his hand. Give yourself a stomp. That was very good. That was very good. It's my favorite Christmas song. Let me see. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? I've almost got that right. Let me try that again. Did you know that your baby boy, here it comes, has come to make you
child that you've delivered. Soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, well, you've kissed the face of God.
To show this video. We show it every year, and I meant to bring it with me tonight, have Dan set it up. This is little kids telling the Christmas story, all right? We just want to throw it in. You're going to love it. And so Dan jumped on the web and found it. Just watch this. You're going to love these kids.
An angel came to see Mary.
She was doing laundry. And then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're going to have, like, I can't say it good. Mary, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not going to have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast. They tried to go to a hotel and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel were singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. And then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one that I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how it would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
And now we're going to sing While Shepherds Watched. Perfectly timed, Dan. Anybody want to sing this like the little ones? While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angels of the down and glory shone around, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of the great joy to you. Yes, Doris.
Give Doris Steinhardt a stomp. She's been playing here for over 20 years. We're honored to have her as part of our dorm. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Honey, play. You play.
Now you'll have to listen again.
Do it again. Doris, beautiful, beautifully done. Hey, you know, a lot of us have lost loved ones this year. A lot of us are facing a strange holiday season. Because of that, Judy Hapner is going to come and read to us something she found that I think is so comforting. Jude, come right in.
Earlier this year, my sister Diane went to heaven. Among her personal things, we discovered this poem, which I'd like to share with you tonight. It's entitled, I'm Spending Christmas with Jesus Christ This Year. The author is unknown. I see the countless Christmas trees around the world below, with tiny lights like heaven's stars reflecting in the snow. The sight is so spectacular. Please wipe away that tear. For I am spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I hear the many songs that people hold so dear, but earthly music can't compare with the Christmas choir up here. I have no words to tell you the joy their voices bring, for it's beyond description to hear the angels sing. I know how much you miss me. Trust God and have no fear. For I'm spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I can't tell you of the splendor or the peace here in this place. Can you imagine Christmas with our Savior face to face? May God uplift your spirit as I tell him of your love. Then pray one for another as you lift your eyes above. So let your hearts be joyful and let your spirit sing. For I'm spending Christmas in heaven, and I am walking with the King. Merry Christmas.
Beautiful. Now we're going to have Cheryl Powell come and sing. Cheryl is one of my all-time favorite singers. She's coming to sing O Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, on high divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. And glory evermore proclaim his power and glory evermore proclaim. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, divine, oh night, oh night, divine.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you. One of the first songs she memorized. Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in
tell
thou seest Dave. Oh. All right, Tom and Dave.
We're going to sing one more song, Dave and I, and then what we're going to do is close the service with Silent Night. And thanks for coming tonight. Hope your holiday this week is wonderful. And if you've lost some old traditions, make some new ones. It's a wonderful time of year and a wonderful holiday. Dave, thanks for playing with me tonight, too. Great. Give the great Dave Bennett a stomp, too, will you?
What then shall I give him? Empty as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. So what I shall give him, I'll give to him my heart.
Song of the night, Silent Night.
Thank you for visiting the website of Community Bible Church. We hope you found it helpful. Also, if you're ever in or around Waterford, Michigan, we would love to have you come and visit us for a Sunday morning service. We'd love to have you come. Let us know you found us on the web. So God bless you, my friends.